Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shir.
We are beginning tonight's shir in Simin Shin Chaf Hei. We are up to Sivches, the top line on page 316. Says the Mechaber in Sivches, Dover She'em Bo Chashash Tzida U'Mechubar, something that does not have any concern that it was trapped on Shabbos, or that it was detached from its attachment to the ground on Shabbos, Ela Shehuva Michutz La'Tchum. Rather, the issue we're going to address over here is, it's something that was brought from a Goy from outside the Tchum. So, Im Heviyo Ha'ino Yehudi La'atzmo, if the Goy brought the item from outside the Tchum for his own purposes, Mutter Afilu Bobayom, that item is going to be Mutter even on Shabbos. The im hevio bishvil Yisrael, and if he brought the item from outside the tchum for Yisrael, mutter letaltel afilu mui shehuva bishvilo, it's allowed to be moved, it's not muksa, even for the person that it was brought for, avalechol aser bo bayom lemi shehuva bishvilo, but to eat it is going to be aser on Shabbos for the one that the item was brought for. The la'erev b'chdei she'yasu, and after Shabbos uli mutter, after he waits the time that would have taken to go get the item. The Ramah says v'yesh omrim de'en halay la'ola min ha'cheshbin. Some say that in this case, that the night does not factor in at all. Rak tzorech lahamtin biyom rishon b'chdei she'yasu. Not only would it be asar on Shabbos, it would also be asar on Motzei Shabbos, and you'd have to wait the time that it would take to do this malacha, bring it from outside the tchum, in the morning, on Sunday morning. That is a chumrah of the Yesh Omrim the Ramah brings down. But this that we're discussing over here so far is only the person that it was brought for. Then it's aser for him to get hanah from the item on Shabbos. And either right after Shabbos, b'chdei she'asu, or Sunday morning, b'chdei she'asu, will be mutter. But the Mechaber continues and says, v'la'acherim mutter b'bayom. But for others who the item was not brought for, it will be mutter to benefit from that item even on Shabbos. V'yesh omrim, there are those who say, some say that it's more lenient, and that even though it's asr on Shabbos for the one who was brought for, but after Shabbos, it is mutter right away. And that which we allow Yisrael to move the item, even when the goy brought it for himself, is dafko besoch arba amos, that is specifically within the four amos of where the item is found, o besoch ha'ir in himukef eschoma, or around the whole city if the city is surrounded by a wall, v'hushet tehem mukef es ladira. That's only assuming that that city was surrounded for dwelling purposes. The hainu sheyoshva ulvaso hukva, meaning it was first settled in, and then it was surrounded by a wall. Ustam ayaros mukafos ladira, and a stam city is considered surrounding for dwelling. Ustam iftzarin enom mukafon ladira, but a stam fortress is not considered surrounding for dwelling. The Ramah ends off and says, "Va'en lekamon b'simin tov aleph." And now let's begin the Mishabura, and we'll clarify everything in the Mechaber and the Ramah. We begin with the Mishabura and Sekotan Lamedalin. So the first point of the Mechaber was moving away from items that are trapped on Shabbos or detached from the ground on Shabbos. We're now moving to the topic of something brought from outside the Tchum. So says the Mishabura, Sekotan Lamedalin, She'ein Bochshash, Kigon Dvarim Achirim. We're talking about other items, She'ein Shaykh Bahem Tzida Ulakita, where it's not Shaykh by them trapping or plucking. O Afilu Bahani, or even if it is items that Shaykh Tzida and Lakita, Ela She'ein However, it's recognizable in the item that it wasn't trapped today on Shabbos and it wasn't plucked on Shabbos. So then this din would apply as well. Like we'll see later on. So any item that's not trapped or not plucked, but it's brought from outside the tchum, or even if it's something that could be trapped or plucked, but we know from looking at it that it wasn't done today, and the only issue that we're addressing today is that it was brought from outside the tchum. So we said if he brought it for himself, it's mutter afilu b'bayom. Says the Mishabura, Sefkat Lamhei, it's mutter. Hainu af ba'achila. A Yisrael is even allowed to eat this item. Va'afilu l'ha'ostrim b'sivdalet b'chol ha'malacho shal achila sha'osa ha'inu Yehudi b'shvil Atzmo, and even according to those who are machmir, and they aser and sevdalid any malacha that was done for eating purposes that a goy did for himself, the iser tchumin shari. When it comes to an iser of tchumin, which we're addressing over here, which is only the rabbanon, that's going to be mutter for the Jew to eat it if the goy brought it for himself. The after tchumin the yudbe's meal. And even when we're discussing the tchumen of Yud Beis Mil, which some say is daraisa, even a tchum of Yud Beis Mil, if the guy brought it, would be mutter for the Jew to eat on Shabbos. That's all if the guy brought it for himself. Then the Mechaber said, "V'im hevio b'shvil Yisrael." If a guy brought it from outside the chum for a Jew, so we said it's mutar l'tatal afilu mishuhuva b'shvilo. Even the one who it was brought for, that we'll see shortly, can't benefit from it, but he is allowed to move it. Says the Mishabura la midvav daha mechamas atzmo ein bohem iser mukta. The item itself does not have an iser mukta. Shaloni tzodu b'shabbos. It wasn't trapped on Shabbos. The after ba'achila asur in la'usa Yisrael. And even though for that Yisrael who was brought for it, in fact it would be asur for him to eat it. Kevan shel Yisrael acher mutarin. Since for other Yisraelim it's mutter, ein aleim shem mukta. The item does not get a shem mukta, even for the one that it was brought for, because it's mutter ba'achila for other Yisraelim. The haru. Because it's fit for other Yisraelim, and therefore, although the one that it was brought for is not allowed to eat it, but he is allowed to move it, because since others are allowed to eat it, it does not get a shem mukta for anyone. Says the Mishabura, Vaiter Sivkan Lamed Zayin, Avaleasar Aser. But for the one who was brought for to eat it that day is going to be Aser. Vin Hevio Bishvil Shnei Bnei Adam Shnei Dvarim. Let's say the guy brought two things from outside the Tchum for two people. Asurin Lahachlev Kadei Lahatir Ba'achilo. They're not allowed to swap to matir ba'achila for each one. Dimyu mutarin, because if that would be allowed, yovo lomar leino yehudi lachadchila lohavi lahem, because then they're going to tell the guy lachadchila to bring two things for the two of them, and then they'll just swap it and eat it. And therefore, it is aser for both of them, both items. Velimkor la'acher shalohuva b'shvila mutter, to sell the item that was brought for you to someone else, that would be permissible. But again, when you're selling something on Shabbos, it's a little tricky. So the Mishabura says, v'hainu ba'ofen ha'heter ha'mavura b'simen Shinchav Gimel, in the way that we said it would be mutter, as we learned previously in Sivkatan in Simen Shinchav Gimel, ubelvat shelo yaviach limkor biyoker mimashelokach. And the only criteria, besides following the regular rules of selling an item on Shabbos, you have to make sure also that you're not profiting from the sale, from the purchase price, because then we're worried again that you might come to do this in the future, and then you're going to go and sell it to someone else, even though it's usher for you, you may ask the guy to bring it for you. Sivkatan lamed ches, this isra of achila is Lumi Shahuva Bishvilo, Umbavur Lakamon Bisimin Tov Kuv Tezvov the Huadin Livne Beso the Usr. Not only is it Usr for the one that it was brought for, it's also Usr for his family. And in note 39 he writes, Ubatama Dover Kosasham, the Mishabru explains over there, Shem Mistaber Shekeshahavia Nochrias Achefetz, that when the guy brought the item from outside of Chum, Isa Daito Gamavur Bnei Abayas, he didn't just bring it for this person, he brought it for his family. Share Yodeo Hu Shabalabayas Eno Ochalavado, he knows that this man does not eat by himself, and therefore he really brought it for the family, and it's aser to all of Bnei Beso. Continues note 39, Ul Inyan Yisrael Shetziva Esanochri Levash Lavura B'Shabbos, in terms of a Yisrael who commanded a goy to cook for him on Shabbos, where we learned earlier, She'af Alpi Shetzdani Natashal, even if the dish cooled off, Ve'ina Yisrael Nena Mimelech Esanochri, and the Yisrael is not really benefiting from the melacha the goy did, Mikol Mokom Kontzu Oso, still they put a knas on him, Ve'osru Olav Lehonos Me'atavshul Ad Motzei Shabbos V'tei She'osu, and they asked him to get any benefit from this dish until Motzei Shabbos V'tei She'osu. Says V'yashim in Akei Shalud Ne'beiso Mutter Lehonos Me'atavshul, that Isser is only going to be for the person who made the tzivui to the goy to cook for him on Shabbos, but his family is going to be mutter b'hanoah in that tapshul. Shelo konsu chazal es ella es mi she'ovar v'tziva. Chazal only asked as a knas the one who did the wrong thing and made the command. So the difference is that when a goy brought something for Yisrael, so he had in mind his whole family, so the whole family is usher. But in the case where Chazal made a knas, because you asked the goy to cook for you on Shabbos, so even though you're not benefiting from the cooked item because it cooled off, when they asked it, they only asked it for you, not for your family, because the knas was on you, because you did the wrong thing. Says the Mishabura Vaiter Sivkatan Lamed Ches, we said, Muvur Lakamon Besimit Tovkuf Tezav Duhadin Levne Beso the Asr, not only is it Asr for the one who was brought for, but it's Asr for his whole family. Vuhuadin L'orachim Shayu Muzumonim Etzlo B'Shabbos, it's also going to be Asr to guests that were already invited before the item came. They were invited for a Suda on Shabbos. Ayin Shabbat Mishabura. V'im Hevi Limkor Be'ir Shiru B'Yisrael, if a goy brought it from outside the Tchum to bring it to sell in a city that's majority Jews, Asr Lakol, this item is Asr for all Jews on Shabbos. Because he brought it for everyone. But a city that's majority goyim. So kasa b'shulchan aruch sham the mutter. There the mechaber says it's mutter. Ve'ayin sham b'magen avram. Look over there in the magen avram. V'da'ay you should know. D'imhuva b'svina l'malam me'asara shari. If it was brought in a boat above 10 tfachim, it's mutter. Because we know know the ain't tchumen l'malam me'asara, there is no isra of tchumen above 10 tfachim from the ground. The ayin b'simet of dalid, and look in simet of dalid, the haynu shalohaya be'abosha be'en hashmoshos, we're talking about where the item was not on the dry land during be'en hashmoshos, v'gam lohaya l'matam me'asara pam echad, and it has to be the item never went within 10 tfachim from the ground. Because if at one point it was below 10 tfachim, the yotza misham chutz l'tchum, it went from there outside the tchum, af shahaya achaka choladerach l'mala me'asar, even though afterwards in the whole way it was over 10 tfachim, it's going to be a problem. The kol shekeinim hoya be'abosha ben hashmashos, certainly if it was on the dry land during ben hashmashos, osur l'taltel chutz l'arba amos, all those cases are considered bringing it from outside the tchum, and it will be osur to move it outside of the four amos where you find it on Shabbos, ayin sham. Says the Mishabura Vaitis of Katan Lamites, we said for the person who was brought for, it's Asr the whole Shabbos, and after Shabbos, Bechdeshi Asu. Hakol Lefiha Inyan Shanasa Malacha B'Shabbos, it's all based on the Inyan of the Malacha that was done on Shabbos by the Goy. Dim Hevi Ha'inu Yehudi Derech Rechiv Al Asus, if the Goy brought it from riding on a horse, that's the way he got the item from outside the Tchum. Sorach Leshire Gam came Be'ofen Hazeh. So when you're evaluating the amount of time you have to wait after Shabbos, Bechdeshi Asu, it's the time it would take him to go get it from outside the Tchum riding a horse. If the guy brought it from far away and he traveled 3 days, you'd only have to wait 1 day, meaning wait the whole Shabbos, 1 day after Shabbos, because that's corresponding to the time that he traveled for you on Shabbos. So the most you would have to wait would be 24 hours. This is all discussing where you know where the item was brought from, so you could evaluate the Kadeshi Asu. But if it's not known where the guy brought it from, we always evaluated it as if he brought it from right outside the Tchum. The Ramah then told us, there are those who say, there's another Shita that's more machmir, that the Kadeshi Asu is not counted after Shabbos to matter it later Motzei Shabbos, but rather it's also the Homazi Shabbos, and the Bechdeshi also has to be Sunday morning, only then it becomes Mutter. The reason for this is because it's not normal to bring something from a faraway place on Motzei Shabbos at night. And if so, if you're going to make the Jew just wait this half hour or 3 hours on Motzei Shabbos, he's still benefited by having the guy do the melacha for him on Shabbos, because really it wouldn't have been done at night. He would have to wait the next day. So having it done on Shabbos, he only waits a couple of hours Motzei Shabbos, so he's benefiting. We don't want that. And therefore, therefore the Kadeshi also has to wait for the time that it would have taken to bring the item would have to be waited on Sunday morning. V'dafko b'zeh shehuva mimokom rochok du chutz latchom svir lukein. This yesh omer the Ramah brings down is specifically in a case where something was brought by the goy from outside the tchum. Mishum de'ein derech lavio b'layla misham, is because that's not normally done at night, and therefore if we wait b'chdei she'asu at night, the Jew is benefiting. Therefore, in that specific case, we make him wait according to the shita b'chdei she'asu in the morning. Aval le'el k'shi toch atchum, but in the earlier cases where the goy brought it from within the tchum, elo shel kato otzado b'Shabbos, just he plucked it or he trapped it on Shabbos, gam l'dei azo, even according to this more machmir shita, sagi lahamtin b'chdei she'asu b'layla, will be enough to wait the time of chdei she'asu at night on Motzei Shabbos. It's only because bringing it from far away is not normally done at night, so then we make him wait till the morning. But something that is normally done at night, a detachment of something from the ground or trapping something, that would normally be done at night, and everyone would agree, Chdei She'asu would be counted from after Shabbos. Kosav Amagin Avram, the Yam Shel Shlomo Posak Kisvara Rishona Lohakel, the Yam Shel Shlomo Paskin is like the first Shita to be lenient that you can wait Chdei She'asu on Motzei Shabbos. V'chein Mistaber, and that is logical, the Ein Lahachmir Bazar Natim Machmir on this, the Hola Hayesh Omrim Hasheni Matir Lagamri, we're about to bring the Yesh Omrim in the Machaber himself, that says that you never have to wait b'chdei she'asu. The kol shekein l'tzarach orachim u'shar dvar mitzvah b'vada yesh l'hakel. Certainly, if it's for guests or any other dvar mitzvah, certainly you can be lenient. So again, if we have a machlokas of whether the b'chdei she'asu is Motzei Shabbos or Sunday morning, well, there is a shita that says that you don't have to wait at all b'chdei she'asu. So if so, we certainly can be lenient in the shita that says you have to wait the earlier time, which is Motzei Shabbos. And certainly the mishabura adds on, if it's for the purposes of a mitzvah or for guests, you certainly can be be lenient to wait that time, Motzei Shabbos. Avol, im hoya bo gam iser de oraisa, but if this idea of bringing from outside the tchum, which is only the rabbanan, also involved the daoraisa, meaning shalokad min mechubar chutz latchum, he detached something that was attached from outside the tchum, so he has the rabbanan of outside the tchum plus the daoraisa of the lakita min mechubar, then yesh lahachmir, then one should be machmir to wait the time in the morning. Umikomakom with dvar mitzvah, however, for dvar mitzvah, yesh lahachmir b'chol gafni, you can be lenient in all cases. Sivkotan mem aleph. So the first shita again said that the person who was brought for is usher to benefit from it on Shabbos and Motzei Shabbos b'chlei sheyasu, and then we have la'acherim, but for others, so it is mutter on Shabbos itself. Zokta mishabura the bitchumin the rabbanon lo asru la'acherim rak lemish shehuva b'shvilo, because when it comes to tchumin, which is only an issa the rabbanon, they did not asr the item to other people, only to the one that it was brought for. V'chein b'shar issa the rabbanon, and so too by any other issa the rabbanon. Kidle kamei b'sif yud, like we'll see shortly in sif yud. V'imhevi gam derech rosh hasharabim, if it was also brought through a derech rosh hasharabim, ayin lekamon sif tesvav sif katan ayin hey. V'afilu b'tchumen diyud beiz mil, and even the tchumen that's 12 mil hasovrim dehi daraisa, that holds it's daraisa, even in that case, it's not going to be usher for other people. Kevan she'enu b'furish ba'kro lo achmiru ba. Even if you hold this araisa, but lamaisa is not explicit in the pasuk, and therefore they were not machmir, and therefore you can be lenient for others to eat the item that was brought on Shabbos for one specific person. Sivkata membeis goes on the second sheet of the mechaber that says for the person who was brought for it's only usher that day. You do not need to wait motzei Shabbos at all. It's mutter la'erev miyad. The sviru lahu, because they hold the beisure the rabbanon ain't tzarach lahachmir b'chdei she'asu af lami shuva b'shvilo. This sheet to hold that if it's only an issur d'rabbanan, like we're discussing over here by tchumen, you don't have to be machmir k'dei she'asu even for the one it was brought for. Uladina halacha l'maisa yesh l'hachmir k'zvar rishona, we should be machmir like the first shita that the person is brought for should be usher on Shabbos and also Motzei Shabbos b'chdei she'asu, possibly Sunday morning like we discussed before. That is the Rabba b'shem the Bachu Marshal v'kosav shekein mashma mistimas ha'shulchan aruch l'kaman simen tov kuf tesvav, and he writes that's also the mashmos of the Mechaber later on Hilchos Yontif. The kosher came betchumen the yud beis mil. Certainly, when it comes to tchumen of yud beis mil, the yesh omrim dehu daraisa. Where there are shidas that holds daraisa, certainly you should be machmir to wait motzei Shabbos bechdei sheyasu. The next point that we saw in the Mechaber in the top line of Kufnan Tes was hadash shari li Yisrael atalta lafilu keshevio heinu yudi laatzmo. That which we allowed the Yisrael to move it, even when the goy brought it for himself, is dafka besoch arba amos. We said that specifically within the four amos of where it was brought, or within the city if the city was surrounded by a wall. So says the Mishabura Sivkata Mem Gimel besoch arba amos, dechol dover shiyotza chutz la tchum, any item that was brought outside the tchum, osur letalto chutz la arba amos. It is not allowed to be moved outside of the arba amos of where it is found. Av shemutter be'achila b'mekoma, even though you're allowed to eat it in that place, but you can't move it more than four amos. In lo bi'ir shemukefes mechitza, unless it was brought into a city that's surrounded by a wall, then nechshav kol ir ka arba amos. In that case, the whole city is considered like the amos, and you can move it everywhere. Sivkatan mem dalid. We said, or within a city, you can move it around if it's mukefes choma. V'hu adin kesheniskan b'tziras ha-pesach. The same thing is true if there's no real wall, but the city was fixed up with tziras ha-pesach, with doorways. D'choshev nami kol ir k'arba amos. That makes the whole city also considered like arba amos. V'kol shekein bayis v'chotzer, certainly a house or a courtyard, d'nechshav kol lehekev k'arba amos, where the whole surrounding area would be viewed as one case of arba amos. We said a criteria for a city to be considered mukefes choma has to be that it was mukefes ladira, meaning it was settled and people lived there first and then they built the wall afterwards. Says the Mishnah Berurah of Katan Memhei, Tim Eina mukefes ladira, if the city that has a wall was not surrounded for dwelling purposes, O Shenia Cha'enu Yehudi Basada, or the guy left the item from outside the tchum, he brought it into a field, Ein la'achifet rak arba amos, the item can only be moved four amos. V'imtiltel oso echad amoshtayim, if one person moved it already one or two amos, so in terms of carrying on Shabbos, you would be allowed to carry it as the second person, another up to four amos. But since the item that's brought from outside the tchum can't be moved four amos, it means four amos total. So if the first person moved it an amu or two, shuv ein rashai acher l'tatlo rak atashlum arba amos. So then the next person can only move it up until it gets a full distance of 4 amos. So again, if it would be regular hilchos carrying on Shabbos, if one moved it 1 or 2 amos, I can then go move it my own 4 amos. But since it's an item that was brought outside the tchum, the item itself can't be brought more than 4 amos. So if he already used up 2 of the amos, I only have 2 more amos that I can move it. Says the Mishnah Berurah Vaitis of Kadam and Vav, Ein Lekamei Simen Tof Aleph, that's the Ramah. Hainu Dishom Kosa Luchore Hepechze. There it's Mashma, the opposite of this. Avala Taz Kvar Yishev Shom. The Taz already answers over there. The Losasri Adari, that's not a Stira, Ein Shom. We'll stop here. I continue with Hashem next time with Siv Tes.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Iyun shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maor Mekayemus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS. That's 203-312-7427 or email info@shasilluminated.org.